The rule would require U.S. banks to report interest payments made to non-resident foreign nationals. That information would be shared with taxing entities in other countries. The U.S. would get the same information in return and be able to track down American tax evaders with offshore accounts. But some wealthy Mexican nationals are worried about what could happen if information on their U.S. holdings is transferred to the Mexican tax authority.
The real risk in Mexico is kidnapping and security.
John Dorsey is a tax attorney in Austin. His client list includes many rich Mexican citizens.
As you may know, Mexico is undergoing a period of unfortunate political instability, and a significant number of those clients are concerned about information being shared by the Internal Revenue Service with Mexico's tax authority that could be placed into the wrong hands.
A tax lawyer in San Antonio said several of his Mexican clients were already pulling out money in anticipation of the rule. That prospect is scaring some Texas banks, according to John Heasley with the Texas Bankers Association. His informal survey of the state's banks suggests they hold at least $20 billion in deposits from foreign nationals.
Many banks have 40, 50, 60, 70% of their deposits. Obviously, it is more extensive in places like Laredo and San Antonio. If that kind of capital leaves, it could cause a liquidity crisis.
I think the bankers are really overblowing the amount of money that might leave the U.S.
Rebecca Wilkins is with Citizens for Tax Justice. It's a nonprofit that promotes tax policies favoring low and middle-income families. She says most of the $3.5 trillion in foreign deposits that are held by U.S. banks come from large financial institutions, other countries, or businesses that aren't subject to the reporting requirements.
And even the amount that is in the name of individuals, if an individual is correctly reporting this income in their home country and paying the tax on it, they have nothing to fear from these regulations. Only the tax cheats or the criminals have reason to fear these regulations.
Opponents of the proposed IRS rule have some powerful political allies. Both of the U.S. senators from Texas, John Cornyn and Kay Bailey Hutchison, have spoken out against the rule. Cornyn has co-sponsored legislation aimed at blocking it. The entire Florida congressional delegation and the Florida state legislature have expressed opposition. The IRS will not comment on the rule and won't say when the final regulations could be published, but if it happens this year, the rule would take effect January 1st. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.